keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for June 4th, 2025, episode 136.
Curry and the Keeper.
And hello, my queen. With grace so keen, you light my world, my heart so serene.
Nice.
I'm out of words. Total
AI.
No.
Chat GPT.
If you say that every single time, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's so hard to come up. I'm going to do something. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done. I'm done. I'm just done.
You can say hello, my queen.
It is so hard to rhyme with queen after you've had all the words in the dictionary. Hello, my queen.
You are so supreme.
No. Okay. Hello, my queen. Cheers me.
Hello, my love.
Cheers me quick. Wow. Sounds almost like you're drinking.
Yeah.
Can we do one of these days? Can we do a show where you drink wine with me again?
Yes. Next just show, one? I will do it.
Next show. Okay.
Next show, we'll drink a whole bottle of wine on the show.
No, I don't want to do that at all. I want to drink one of Michael Anastasio's.
Okay.
Bottle. He sends them to us. This is, I'm just drinking Drek, man.
Drek.
Vel Uvera. This is from, this comes from Vaudeville.
Okay.
It's been open for a week. Because I'm the only one that drinks it. And it's vinegar. It's just vinegar now. I'm drinking
cook
vinegar,
with it.
People.
Maybe it'll help that steak we had tonight.
That was not a great steak.
No, it was not a great cut.
What was that cut called?
I don't
what
know. Was that? It was sirloin.
It was from KNC Cattle, which we typically
was,
like
there
a
was
lot.
No fat in it at all, so it wasn't really juicy. It was very dense.
It was kind of like a... It was a bit like a boot sole. I mean,
we ate it.
Yeah, of course, we ate it. No, of course. You know,
anyway. We're such beef snobs now. Hey, before we begin,
okay,
two things.
Okay,
two happy birthdays.
Yes.
First, it's Dame Christina Pearl's birthday. Happy birthday, Christina!
Happy birthday, Dame woo-hoo, Christina woo-hoo. Pearl. Happy
and
birthday!
And then yesterday was my friend Brandy's birthday. So happy birthday, Brandy!
All right, now they can stop the podcast and do whatever they want.
Yes, carry on.
You should do that at the end during the donation segment. That's when you do the birthdays.
Listen, this isn't no agenda. We do it at the top of the show.
No, and I can see from the donations, this indeed is not no agenda because you're not making people wait for the birthdays until the donation segment.
Oh,
I'm just saying. That's all right. Wow, another whirlwind week.
You know what? They've kind of slowed. They've slowed down a bit.
I think the world, everything's accelerating for me, man.
Yeah, for you, you're busy. You're always in the studio. You're working.
Am I?
Yes, yeah, you work a lot. You work a lot. I mean, thank goodness you took a day off on Monday to go with me to get a new phone.
I took a day off.
I had to twist your arm behind your back.
Okay.
Because I go, will you go with me? And you go, I'll give you the passwords.
Okay. You're really mean, borderline dishonest.
No.
We had this whole conversation. I saw you struggling and I said, would you like me to go with you? And you went, oh, yes, please. And then later you said, I just want to set you straight. I said, man, I'm really sorry if I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, because you said, I'll give you the passwords. You could do it.
Is that how I said it? Is that exactly how? I'm sick and tired of you making me sound like a douchebag.
You were nice about it, but
I'm
were like
a great husband.
And I was like, do I have to go to San Antonio? No, and then I said, oh, I could go to Kerrville.
Yeah, we went to lunch. We had a nice lunch.
You drove, and my life flashed before my eyes.
You know, I read your newsletter.
That's right, buddy. We're putting it out here.
I read your newsletter. Your hyperbole. Your.
Let's talk about this, okay?
Okay, let's talk about it. By the way, don't forget to mention the times you almost ran off the road three times on the way home.
Oh, that, no, no.
What are those?
Wait, so we're driving to Kerrville and Adam's driving my car, our car, but really
it's
my car.
It's not our car. Don't even pretend it's our car. It's your car. I'm only driving because I don't even know why I was driving. Why was I driving?
Because you wanted to and I wanted you to. But the difference is your car tells you, your car keeps you in the lane. I don't have that on my car.
Yes, my car keeps me in the lane.
Yes, I don't
keeps
have
me very, very safe.
Yes, and so and like paying half attention. Yes.
Continue. What's your point?
And so you're.
This is by the way, it's the last Curry and the Keeper episode ever, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sick of it. So
Wait a minute. So you're driving my car thinking you're in your car, and I'm looking down at my phone. All of a sudden, I hear, brrr, you're over the center line. There was a car coming toward
there
us.
There was no car coming towards us. Stop.
Swore
stop.
There was.
There was no car coming towards us. It was a double center line with double dots. I only hit the first line of dots and corrected.
And what were you doing? What were you doing?
Looking at whatever was on the screen.
Exactly.
Very distracting. But that's what the dots are for. The dots are there. Okay, okay. And I correct you. You're like, there was no car coming from the opposite direction at all.
It's a little different to do it on the passenger side versus crossing the line into the next lane.
You were almost in the ditch.
That's not true.
Listen.
That's not true. Anyway, my life just flashed before my eyes.
It did.
I relived every moment from the time that I was born.
Oh, okay. Well, boo-hoo. From now on, drive yourself to the T-Mobile store and wait for 2 hours while they transfer your iPhone to iPhone and then have someone else set it up with your CarPlay. I am the dude named Ben named Adam around here, and I'm taking care of you. What do I get? You must kill me. What happened to
small thing.
What happened to? Thank you, babe. Thank you so much. Thank you.
What did I say to you? I said many times, thank you so much for coming with me.
No,
thank you.
No,
I
you know said, it was this is going in the newsletter. That's all I remember.
I said thank you so much for going with me, even though I had to beg you. But thank you.
You need to tell everybody that's not true.
No, I'm okay. Of course it's hyperbole. Of course I'm embellishing the story a little bit. But you did initially say, I'll give you the password, you could go. And then I was like, oh, I'm like, okay, I could do this. I'm like, oh, I don't really want to go by myself, but I will. And then you said, do you really want me to go with you? And I said, yes, I would love for you to go with me. And I'm glad that you did. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'd love doing that for you. That's the way you tell the story.
Show business, baby. Nanu, no, nanu. You tell me that all the time.
Yeah, but you do this all the time with me. People, I walk on the street, people go, that's that guy. That's that horrible man. Can't believe how he treats his wife. He's the worst ever.
But anyway, so I got a new phone, and that is akin to buying a new car. It's ridiculous how long it takes.
It takes the same amount of time almost.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But before that, we had a nice lunch. We went to Hitchin Post.
Yeah, that was good to go there
sat
again.
At the bar. It was like we used to do that when we first moved here. We would go
When's
all the time.
When's the last time we went to Hitchin Post? We used to recommend it to people, and I still would. I had wedge salad with some beef on the
probably
side.
Probably 2.5 years ago, yeah. I bet.
And we still have loyalty points because I pay with my credit card. And
yeah.
Boom, I got a text message. Thanks, you got a free something or other.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was nice. We had a nice day on Monday. It was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was. And then we, while the phone was being transferred, which takes forever.
We went to McDonald's.
We went and got your chocolate
got
shake.
Got a chocolate shake and you got a decaf coffee.
So that was nice. But before that, we had some new friends over for dinner on Friday night.
Brent
and Mindy.
Yes, we did.
Yes. And they go to our church.
They do.
And we met them. We initially met them at church, and then we went and went to the 80s
right,
thing.
The 80s.
Invited us to the 80s thing, and then we had dinner with them at Andrea and David's house. And then I had lunch with her, and I'm like, I really want you guys.
I had lunch with him.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was really, really nice.
So he's a sales guy, he has a huge account for an AI data center or something. I know what it is, but I don't want to dox him.
Yeah,
so,
don't dox him.
He doesn't wear brown shoes, so he's executive sales guy.
Okay, that's good.
And
they just moved here. They moved here election day.
Yeah, but he's also an outstanding musician.
Yes.
And he's been mixing at the church and he's been resetting everything. And oh man, he's got it down. He's really figuring it out. The worship team sounded like what?
Yeah.
What? This is like Phil Spector's wall of sound.
Oh, jeez.
yeah.
No, they're just delightful. And I really, really like Mindy a lot. And I find it very easy to talk to her. And what's really, she's a therapist. She's a therapist.
We were having dinner. I could see her switch into therapist mode a question. And I'd be like, okay, I see what you're doing.
I love that she asks questions because I rarely get that. I rarely get people asking me questions because I'm usually the one that's always doing all the talking. So I love that. But what I loved is when they walked in the door, Brent had on a hoodie in solidarity with you. And I thought that was hilarious.
And I had a nice shirt on.
I know.
Because, you know, like, I know, like, I'm not going to get away with that. And he said, I put a hoodie on because I thought Adam wears hoodies all the time. Like, bro, like, no, I would not. I'm not allowed to do that here. And by the way, did I tell you about how I almost killed my wife?
Oh, no, that was Monday. Later. That was Monday.
So, all right, I'm sure I did something else that I could have brought up.
So the picture in the newsletter was the hostess gifts that they brought us, which was
very funny.
Which was corn dogs and white Zinfandel. And it goes back to a joke that he made at Andrea's house about how Mindy likes corn dogs and white Zinfandel. And I said, great, that's what we'll serve. We'll serve corn dogs. And so she brought it in, and that was really funny.
And we still have it in the box.
I'm going to keep it. You know what? It's
corn dogs, they last forever.
Bug out food. Bug out food.
When the chips are down, we got a corn dog.
We got the corn dog.
We got some kind of beef on a stick, everybody. It's beautiful.
I bet you if Elise comes into town, she'll eat them.
She'll eat them for sure.
Yeah.
If Elise ever comes to town.
Yeah, because she said, you could throw it away. And I'm like, no, I'm not throwing this away. I'm keeping it.
And I'm sure we can drink that Zinfandel. Yeah. I'm sure that hooch will keep.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really.
It was very nice.
It was a fun night. And
I got to tell some of my MTV stories to new people.
Yeah, and it's we heard fun. About them building. She helped build their house. Like, no, I mean, she was
they learned how to build the house off of YouTube videos.
Yes.
It's a beautiful house.
It's
gorgeous.
We're going there next
month.
It's gorgeous. I really like their aesthetic, at least the outside of the house. But yeah, I mean, she showed pictures of her driving this big industrial piece of equipment,
like a rock grinder, and then they were
and then they put the roof on. She said there was just a couple things that they outsourced, but for the most part, they built that house by watching YouTube.
It's pretty amazing. I gotta say, I'm humble.
I'm gonna take a closer look when we get there. Like,
let's make sure there's
Let me look at your baseboards.
Is this straight? Is this on right? Can I lean against your wall?
That's pretty impressive because my sister's
impressed with that.
Lisa's very, very much like that too. She can handle a drill and a miter saw and she can do lots of things. So anybody who does that, I'm wildly impressed.
And it's nice that they're a little bit younger than we are.
Everybody's younger than us.
It's so nice to hear about their 20-year-old kids who are like, dude, it's just starting. It's never gonna end.
No, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But
what tunnel?
Yeah,
no,
I know.
No, there's not really. I mean, it's still like a headlight of a train coming our way, one direction that's going to.
They better remember us when we're old. They better make sure we have good broadband and snacks.
Who are we talking about? Who was it that we were just talking about? Who was taking care of their elder parent? And I said, gee, I hope our kids do that for us. Who was that?
I don't know. Wow. I have so many people who's taking care of their elderly parents now.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was. Anyway.
Yeah.
I hope they do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mindy's son, I want to say he's 19. I don't remember. But they're in school. I think they're in school. I can't remember. But they're young, like 19, 20. They're young. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got a little ways to go. Mm-hmm. But no, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
And then Saturday, I went off to repay Jill and Mike for it's not really repayment. It's just like they were having trouble with their Sonos.
Yes.
And
just like we are now.
I know.
Sonos is.
I fixed their Sonos, come back, and ours just says, sorry. Sorry.
Come back later.
Literally says, sorry, can't help you right now. I mean, that's the stupidest thing.
Yes.
And so, of course, I went over there with Phoebe. First, I got lost. It's unbelievable how I get lost. I am below 1,000 feet. I am hopeless. I'm just hopeless. It should take me like 18 minutes to get there, and it took me 40 minutes. I drove all the way around the back roads, and it was just...
Were you not following your GPS?
I was following my GPS.
The GPS steered you wrong?
Oh, hey, look, Luther Van, it works now all of a sudden. Oh, the Sonos works.
It's probably Satan. Didn't
it's like, music. You want to put on sexy time music? I don't think so. No Luther Vandross for you. Mm-mm. Not tonight. You figure something else out.
You better put on that Hello Fred.
No, it didn't work either. I tried. Believe me. You're like, can I do some Hello Fred, some sexy time Hello Fred music? No. No.
Sexy time. No. Yeah, so you went over to Jill's and you took the Feedmeister.
Feedmeister, and she just bounded out of the car, said hi to Max and
Bandit.
Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
And just right away, hi, Mike, hi, Jill, running around.
She loves Mike, too.
The cat was there. She looks at the cat. The cat looks at her. Okay, how you doing? A cat.
Yes, we're here when she sees it out the window at the back. She's going nuts. I have to say, though, she was really good with Brent and Mindy.
Oh, yeah, really, she's fantastic. Really good. Yes. Yeah, she's getting there, man. Yeah. She's getting there.
She's a good dog.
Yeah, she's a good dog. And they all come in, they lay down, and it took me 2 hours. But I figured it out for them. Yeah. I got it to work.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And then Jill showed me all her guns.
Yeah.
Because she was going on a trip. She's going with her.
Was she taking all her guns with her?
A couple of them.
Yeah.
Taking her trailer to see your mom in
She hooked that Colorado. Trailer up to her pickup and drove it to Colorado herself.
And she got some nice handguns. She got a cool revolver. I got to find me one of those. She got some good stuff.
She's a Renaissance woman for sure.
She is. And so we had initially, I think, already booked to go to dinner with them on Tuesday.
Yes.
And so Mike would be home alone. I'm like, Mike, we'll just take you.
Yeah.
You know, and
so
and I said, we'll be here at 5:20, so be ready by 5:15. And then we couldn't reach him for 2 days.
No.
What's happening? Are you okay, Mike?
I sent him a text and it didn't look like he read it. And I knew, I thought he's not going to recognize my number.
Well, he literally loses his phone all the time.
Oh, does he?
Oh, that's what Jill told us.
Oh, okay.
Like he drops it in the water when he's fishing. He drives over it with his truck. He's always breaking or losing his phone.
But we picked him up last night. We finally got a hold of him. We picked him up last night and took him out to dinner. And it was really, really a delightful evening. It was wonderful
because, now he's a little bit older than us.
Yes.
And he's from West Texas and had quite a career as as an attorney, and even in San Francisco, he worked with like incredibly interesting people.
He lived in San Francisco.
He would go there every quarter because he was the real estate guy for I think it was like the Hearst Foundation or something.
Oh wow! Yeah.
He was telling me the whole story. I was sitting in the front. I was driving. Notice they didn't kill us on the way to the restaurant.
I wasn't watching. To correct you.
But he knows so much about the history of Texas. All the corruption, all the bag men who were, just buying off politicians. I'm talking like 1960s, 1970s. It was fascinating.
Wow.
We were in Johnson City, so you had a lot to say about LBJ.
Yeah.
I can listen to that for just days.
Yeah.
Just keep telling me stories about that. And I'm like, do you think that corruption ended? Do you think that just ended all of a sudden? No, probably not.
Well, we missed Jill, so we'll have to do it again when she comes back. He had never been to Brian's on 290. That's the restaurant.
It is
very good.
It is a gem of a restaurant.
Yes.
I mean, it is so not Johnson City, but it's always packed. I mean, especially on weekends, it's completely packed.
Yeah.
But if you're ever in Johnson City or you're in Austin, you want to drive out 45 minutes, man, it's well worth
it. It's definitely worth it. So that was a lovely evening.
Yes. Yeah.
And Phoebe loves Mike. Mm-hmm. Loves mm-hmm. him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
And he nailed it. He said she's not an aggressive dog. He said she's a she watches.
Yeah.
What did he say? She's a watchdog.
Watchdog. Yeah. Guard dog.
Guard dog. That's what
she's
he said.
Never sleeping. She always has one eye half open.
Always looking.
Always.
But the dog definitely is kind of a little wimpy.
A little wimpy.
With the storms.
Yeah. Let's see. We've had
a couple big storms.
When was the thunderstorm? We had a thunderstorm. It's been raining and a bit of thunder throughout the week. Really.
Yeah.
This morning, I don't know what happened. I think you're right. I think I had like a sugar overload or something because I had a tiramisu. I had a coffee, which I don't really drink at night anymore. I had
wine
and we all had a cocktail before.
Mm-hmm.
And so at 1:30, boom, I'm awake. I'm like, what is going on? And I'm like, okay, Lord's Prayer. I didn't get to Daily Bread.
Oh, good.
And I was gone.
Good.
And then 4:30, I'm awake. Like, what is going on? And then I hear the rain. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up. And then Phoebe, she's always like, Daddy, I'm a scared.
I'm a scared.
Can I sit by you? And, you know, and she rub up and she'll like stand there like,
She does not like the
she doesn't like gunshots and doesn't like storms. Thunder. Doesn't like even rolling thunder. It's like, oh no.
She goes right into the laundry room.
Yeah. The safest room in the house.
Yes, she goes in the laundry.
Let me go in here. I'll sit in here. This is the best place. Okay. There's no windows. Okay. Nothing can happen to me. Right.
Poor little thing.
Yeah.
Well, when the other night, when it was really, really bad storms, you came in and she was almost hyperventilating, right?
No, she was.
Oh, she was?
Would
okay, I think we got it.
I'm pretty good impression.
It's okay.
Wait a minute. I'm lightheaded.
Okay.
Give me a second. Woo.
Take a drink.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, oh, man. And then what else has been going on?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Well, Godcaster stuff, honestly. Yeah. No agenda and God. I mean, no agenda. It's things are just crazy in the world.
You put
it's
more like, time into Godcaster now than you do no agenda. Because you got no agenda down. Like you can, you know.
Well, as long as I, the most important thing is I get the boots on the ground. So as long as I can fish those out. And then, you know, I sometimes have to investigate. I have asked people to send me more podcasts and they're doing that.
Oh, good.
With some time codes. Uh-huh. So, and that's where a lot of the better information is coming from.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of time goes into Godcaster.
Yeah.
But we're in beta.
I know.
The app is in beta.
I know.
Very excited about that. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I'll have to look at it to go through it. Yeah. Only a few select people have the app.
I'm going to send it to Brent, though. I promise.
Oh, you would? Okay,
Pastor,
good.
Pastor Jimmy has it. He's like, it worked right away. Thank you, Lord. You know what I've been doing? I've been doing praise breaks.
Have you?
Yeah. Was it Pastor Jimmy who wrote that in a daily grind, I think, about a praise break?
I don't remember, probably.
So I think so. And so just whenever something really works and when I finish something like praise break and I just sit and I just reflect and say, praise God. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's cool.
I do it a lot these days.
That's
yeah.
good. That's a good show title. Good, praise break.
Praise break. It's mm-hmm. just good to just stop and remember, I'm not doing any of this. I know where all this is coming from.
Exactly. Exactly.
Break. It's, and then I tell you, and then right away, things just keep going better. When you do a praise break, like, and I think about it, like, Lord, thank you. Thank you so much. I know who's in charge of this. It's not me. You know, it works really well. It works really, really
nice.
Well for me. I'm very happy. I'm pretty sure it was a daily grind.
Yeah.
The praise break. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you mean you steal a lot of stuff from Pastor Jimmy.
Steal?
Yeah. Borrow.
What do you mean?
He's just pouring wisdom into you.
Yes.
From God.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's open source.
Yeah. Open source.
God is the OG open source. Oh, I got to write that one down.
OG open source.
He is.
Oh, no
OG
doubt.
Open source.
Well, I've just been lunching a lot.
Are a lady who lunches.
I'm not kidding you. Like, I know.
And every afternoon, you're dressed cute as a button.
Yes.
And then by the time I'm done with work, you're in your jammies.
I know.
Where'd that girl go?
As soon as I get home from lunch, I'm like, all the clothes come off, like my big baggy jeans and my big t-shirt goes on. But yeah, I had we went to the Albert Hotel today with about five other women.
You should know better.
Well, we went there for dinner, but you know, they just started serving lunch.
Okay,
and
yeah.
The service, there was one guy in the whole restaurant. There were not that many people in the restaurant, but it was one guy. It was his third week. And he was doing the best.
Another
he can.
New person?
Yes.
What was he, the maitre d' or the waiter or what
was
he?
He was the server. He was the server. Waiter. And there mm-hmm. was one bartender who wasn't helping with anything. He would just leave. So we placed our drink order and they did not, I mean, they could not find the bottle of wine that was ordered. So they went there, and so we're like, whoa, are we going to get the wine? We're down in the basement looking for the wine. We're like, what?
That is a big tell right there.
Yes.
If your wine cellar is in such disarray that I can just hear OG Samonier going, rolling his eyes like, that can't be right.
Yes.
If you can't put your hand, if you don't, of course the guy's not the sommelier, or as we say, Samonier, but they should know.
Oh, yeah.
I have five bottles of this,
yeah.
10, I got a crate of that, yeah. Whatever it is. You know, they couldn't even find it.
Yeah. Our we had early reservations. We had an early lunch at 11.
Was it busy? Were a lot of people
no.
there?
No. By noon? We didn't even have our drinks yet. Wow. And so I said to the guy, I go, hey, can I get my club soda? He goes, yeah, I have to go find the bartender. I'm not sure where he went. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's a mess.
Yes.
That's
so, a mess. But so despite the horrible, horrible service, the food was actually pretty decent. So the food was good. Well,
that's a plus. What'd you have?
Steak frites.
Steak frites. How can you mess up a steak frites? I can do that with my eye. I can do that with my eyes closed.
Well, Annette and I went to, this was a couple months ago, we went to Cypress Grill and we got, I think we got the ribeye special.
Oh yeah, I remember you said
it was
really
horrible. So yeah, you can mess it up for sure. So, but yes, I've been, yes, I have lunch plans tomorrow and Friday and next and Monday. Yes.
Wow.
I know. And then Saturday.
I don't even eat lunch anymore.
I know you don't.
I just barrel through it.
So on Saturday, one of my very first friends that I ever made in Austin when I worked at Ronald McDonald House Charities is coming over to spend the day with us.
I know her too.
Yeah.
This will be exciting.
My friend
Sarah. What time is she coming?
I don't know. I got to confirm with her. So she's going to, I haven't seen her. Oh my gosh.
At least 3 years. She was here in the first year we were here, I think. Remember when Phoebe was just new and a little jumpy?
Yeah. So it's probably been about three years. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which leads me back to my Ronald McDonald House Charity story.
Oh, okay.
So
you have a
so
story.
So we, they're doing a capital campaign, and
explain that would
well. They're
so people
they're
understand.
Building onto their existing house in Austin. They have to because there's been so many specialty doctors that have come to Austin, and
people need to know that you used to be the chief communications officer. You worked.
I
there
used
for,
to do the, all the marketing
years?
Strategy.
7 years you worked there,
something
six
like
years?
Yeah,
six,
five and a half.
Yeah.
And I did.
You
all,
ran that place, girl.
Well, hardly, okay. But thank you, honey.
All right.
But I did all the marketing and communication strategies. So I was very much on point. Kept things very consistent. So of course, when we get stuff in the mail, I look at it with an eagle eye. You know. I do because they haven't changed their mission. And so we get an update on their capital campaign where they're trying to raise, I don't know how much money to add onto the house. And so they said that they haven't quite raised the money yet, but they're adding rooms to the inside the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So they've branded the campaign House in the Hospital.
Oh no.
Well, I was like, are you kidding me? So of course I emailed the development director and I asked her like, you know, what's up with the naming opportunities now that there's not going to be a building yet. And I said, and I have to tell you, by the way, as a marketing professional, I have to tell you that the branding House in the Hospital is appalling. I said, nobody wants to be housed in a hospital. I said, home, the word home would have been much warmer.
Yeah.
So of course she said sent the obligatory. Thank you so much
for
your feedback.
She's
probably rolling her eyes at me.
Well, you tried.
But I was just so invested in.
I know you were.
Yeah, so maybe I probably shouldn't have done that, but oh well. I did it anyway.
Well, you have a big mouth, kind of. It's what you do. It's what you do.
It's the marketing professional in me. It comes out.
So no sooner had we received travel tips from Donna.
Yes.
Did you get the email from Donna?
Yes, I did. I have not responded to her.
She sent us a beautiful email, I think from Donna and Kirk, really. She's like, my husband, who is Commodore Kirk of the South Bay,
by the way,
and I took a year off and backpacked around the world. Yeah, not going
to
happen.
You need some context. I said last.
Yes.
I said I wanted to go to Singapore on the last show.
It was, I had to guess and I guessed it because I knew exactly where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we backpacked around the world. We went to Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Singapore, then went back to Thailand. And she actually said, if you really want to have a great time, go to Thailand. Now, I've been to Thailand and it's been 35 years. I'm sure it's changed a little bit. But if you want beautiful beaches, Thailand is definitely the place to go. Phuket, etc. And she gave us some stuff about Vietnam and then no sooner have I accepted my fate than we're in the car and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, Singapore's off. We're going to Israel. What? What? When was this When was this executive decision made, marketing professional?
That's not planned, but Annette and Pastor
Jimmy. That's pretty much how it went, came across.
They were talking about...
Cancel your plans to the beach, boy.
They were talking about possibly organizing a trip to Israel in 2026. And I thought... You would not want to miss that opportunity.
No,
and I wouldn't either.
Of course not. I've always wanted to go.
That's why I said that.
I have friends there. I want to visit my friends there.
So it all depends on, whether they, plan something for the, with the church.
Oh, okay. All right.
But be flexible, man.
I'm not flexible.
I know you're not.
I'm very flexible. You can wake me up in the middle of the night and say, let's go. And I'm like, okay, let's go. To the T-Mobile store? No. Here's the password.
Right.
Here's the password.
Exactly.
Here's the password.
You know, girl.
Why do you put up with me? I can't believe it.
Hard. Somebody's got to do it.
I know. It's just the worst.
So my girlfriend Karen texts me. She's like, hey, would you come over and help me organize my house? I go, girl, you are talking my love language.
Wow.
I'm like, where? So I had lunch with her.
Well, first the kids have to be out of the house.
Yeah, they'll be at school. You can't do it with children around. No. But I said to her, I had lunch with her yesterday. I go, where do you want to start? She said, let's start in my pantry. I'm like, okay, let's start in your pantry.
She has quite the pantry, by the way.
Yes.
This is a multi-day project. I don't think you can do this in one day.
No. She goes, what about my spice drawer? I said, let's focus on the thing that you use the most. Let's do that. Oh.
And that's the pantry.
I'm jonesing. I'm like, yeah, I'm excited
about
this.
Whatever happened to the idea of you starting a business doing that? I always thought that was a good idea.
And I talked to my friend Shayna about it because Shayna loves to organize too. And I don't know. It's just, I got roped into other things. God led me in a different direction.
Didn't we even have a name for this company?
Yes, we had
something Divas.
OC Divas? No. OC Divas?
I like Diva. That one. OC Divas is good for me. Was it that? I think I even registered a domain
you
name
did.
For you.
You Hold did.
On, let me see if I can find it. Was
this
it,
was back it, when
it was
we were in
something
Austin.
With Diva.
Yeah.
ChaosDiva.com.
ChaosDiva.com.
ChaosDiva. Yes. Yeah, I still have it, babe.
Yeah.
So ready to set up a website.
Yeah.
ChatGPT can make your website
in
3 seconds.
Well, let me
see
how well I do in Karen's house in the media. I'm like, I want to get, I told
you
Andrea
don't mind
too. I
go, rooting through other people's stuff.
I'm like, Andrea, let me get in your closet. Let me organize your closet.
I can't even deal with my own stuff.
I helped. Annette is very, she's as organized as I am, but I helped her organize her closet a little bit. But she's extremely organized. But yeah, so next week, Tuesday, we're going. I'm going to her house. We're going to knock out a couple hours and then we're going to go get massages.
Man, nice. Yeah. So I was talking to my brother, Pastor Jimmy.
Oh.
And he says, is it not time for the Curry and the Keeper Living Up in a Downworld crossover podcast?
Yes.
You think we should do that?
Let's do it.
I mean, they've got the studio with the soundproofing and the four mics, which I set up the sound for.
We just need to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Wine.
No.
I
don't drink. They don't drink.
Oh, man. Hi, everybody.
It's about me.
We'll talk about God, the world, and other things.
Okay. Yeah. Do it. Set up a date.
Okay. I'm looking, and it would cross over, so we both posted on both podcasts. Wow. That's
We've
cool.
talked about this, and you've always been
for
like,
how many years
about
now?
Two years at least, since
I've been doing the podcast.
Yeah.
They just did episode 100.
I know.
I'm very proud of them.
It was a good show. Go listen to it. It's a very good show. They talk about when life throws you a curveball.
Yeah. No. What was the title of it? Hold on. It was a good title too. The title was
When Bad Things Happen to Good People.
When Bad News Knocks on Your Door.
Yes,
that's what it was.
Yeah. It's a good show. And it's only 37 minutes? It's not long. But it's
just a good show
in general. Yes,
in
it's
general.
Very good. Yeah. And I even sent them a text message about it because I liked it that much. Yes, I think we should do that. Planet, Mr. Curry.
Oh, okay. It's up to me now.
Yep.
Well, we're all screwed.
The ball is, exactly. It's like, I'll give you the password. So the Blonde Squad's getting back together. Woohoo!
Yeah, I heard that now you're going to Michigan?
We're going to Holland, Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how we landed on that, but I'm here for it.
They have mountains in Michigan?
No, but they have trails. They have some hiking. There's dunes out there and
Is how far is it from Detroit?
It's not, I don't know. But I think I'm going to fly into Chicago and drive. I think it's a 2-hour drive from Chicago. So that way I can stop in Indiana on the way back right. and see my sisters. So
yeah. Don't get a car from Budget.
No, I will not get, that's what Renee on the text thread said, no Budget rental car. And I'm well, like, you don't well, have to worry about
nice.
That. So yeah, so I'm we're planning that. So that. First weekend in October, we're going to do it.
Yeah. We don't have a vacation plan this year.
No,
no beach for me.
Yeah, you're going to the Bahamas.
Oh, that's right. We do have a... Yeah. Is that Thanksgiving?
It's after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving?
Yeah. You're going to the Bahamas. That's and you're right. going to Florida at the end of July, but you're not going to the beach.
Yeah, who wants to be in Florida in July?
Exactly.
I was talking to Pastor Jack Hillegoss today.
Yes.
Who's also...
Will he be there at the Remnant?
Oh, yeah, he's part of this. Okay. Oh, yeah. In fact, I think they're doing... Maybe they're doing it in his church.
And, oh, that's right, because Annette said it's at a church.
Yeah. And okay. It's, he's also the mayor.
Oh, yes. I remember them saying that about him.
And he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy. And I think it was his wife, Bonnie, and they're setting up a, you know, their church is a little bigger than Bridge, but they're in a similar, 17,000 people in their town.
Okay.
And they're really.
What's the town? Do you know?
Yeah, I should know.
That's okay.
But I don't.
It's okay.
And I think it's middle Florida. And he says, no, I'm looking forward to you coming down. I say, yeah. I'm going to present. And so they're going to be using Godcaster for their church. They got ideas. They like, we really, they have a school.
Really?
Yeah. They're building like a, it's called Providence. They're building like a little town.
Okay.
With their own school. Mm-hmm. I think they've been doing it for 3 years now. They have up to grade 7 and they want to go beyond.
Wow.
Yeah. They're doing a lot
What's
of stuff.
What's the name of the church? Oh, gosh.
I have it here.
It's okay.
I have it here. High Point.
High Point.
Yes. I have it in my notes.
Okay.
High Point. All right. And he said, you're going to love Central Florida in July. I said,
swampy.
Is it worse than Texas? He says, different.
It's humid. My hair is going to be a chia pet. And so is Annette's.
There's the promo right there. Yeah. My hair is going to be a chia pet.
It's going to be a chia pet. Yeah. Not fun.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be fun. So yeah, Blonde Squad in October. And yeah, no, we don't have a big vacation, which is, I'm fine with that because we're traveling in.
Yeah, I'm okay.
And I'm going to have to go to Indiana either August or early September to help move my mom. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'm fine. I did a lot of traveling the first part of this year. So I'm happy to just.
That was our couple's devotional today.
That ties into my God Shot.
Let me hit it.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
I like that song.
What's that?
You didn't even plan that.
No. This is just how in tune we are, babe. This is why we have a great podcast.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome together.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh. You lost your God Shot.
I didn't write down what verse it was. I have the verse, but I don't have the name of the book.
Oh, I can find it for you. It's Honor Your Father and Mother,
no,
right?
No. If you hold on a second, I'll go grab it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. No one ever noticed it. That was you rushing out, coming back.
Yeah, it was like a flash.
It's amazing how that works.
Okay, so my God Shot today is Luke chapter 16, verse 13.
Okay.
You know this one.
Yeah, I sure do.
No one can serve two masters. Mm. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
That's right.
This spoke volumes to me.
And you had something earlier in the week, I believe.
Well, okay. So, oh gosh, how am I going to set this up? Okay. It spoke to me because in my Bible study, we are studying the seven mountains.
The mountain of economy.
And we are on the mountain of economy. Mm-hmm. So when I read this, I was like, oh my goodness, this is so good. Because a little backstory, and Annette was the one that told me this, that I have a poverty mindset. And we talked about it in a different show. And it's based on how I was raised, because I was raised basically poor. We didn't have a lot. And so I'm always, it's not that I'm a hoarder. I guess I worry. I worry about the future. Mm-hmm. And so when I read that and I started thinking about it in conjunction with the seven mountains, the mountain of the economy, I'm learning. I'm not quite there yet. I'm learning that God will take care of me and that through him, there is no lack. And it helps me to remember that material things are temporary. and that I need to keep my eye on the eternal, just because, like, you just can't take your earthly treasures to heaven.
That's right.
So I loved that verse because, like I said, it tied into the Bible study, because in the Bible study, it talks about how Satan wants to perpetuate the lie that it's pointless to trust God for our riches. He wants to keep us. He wants to be our source.
Oh, yes.
And he wants to enslave us to a fear of losing everything, provoking us to hoard in dread of a disaster. And that's kind of how that's resonated with me so much.
In case of a disaster.
But the truth is that God cares about everything and he provides for everything. And that's the thing. I just have to keep my eyes on that. And so when they're talking about the mountain of economy, God's love is experienced as riches. And so when we keep our eyes on him and he does provide us, it comes to us as peace and trust. Mm. And I remember when Tommy Hayes was working with me and he was telling me that, mm-hmm. that, you know, our joy comes from the Lord, mm-hmm. and that when you give without reluctance, it's joyful.
It should be,
which comes from the Lord. So, and I love this line also in the Rise Bible study that we're doing. That's what it's called, Rise. It says, we cannot find security in our bank account because we're making our trust fund rather than making God the provider we trust. Mm. I love that.
You have come such a long way, babe, though. I'll tell you.
I did have the buyer's remorse about the car. Remember? Yes. Like, it creeped in. I mean, it's a lifetime of trauma with me with this poverty mindset, mm-hmm. but I have come a long way.
Oh.
And it's not consistent, because I will buy a really fancy pair of jeans, but yet I won't pull the trigger and buy a new kitchen faucet. It's kind of weird. It's weird.
That thing is janky, babe. We need a new faucet.
And Annette knows it too.
It's all crooked and it's like hanging off.
It's weird, isn't it? I just don't know. Yeah, it's so weird. And Annette's always like, you just can't commit. You can't. And it's true. I have with certain things. But anyway, it all ties back to that fear of losing everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on it diligently to know that trusting God, I mean, he will provide for everything. And it doesn't necessarily mean financial abundance. It means that peace and that trust in my heart. Mm. And you have a completely opposite, different perspective about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remind myself every morning, I do the Lord's Prayer all the time, like mm-hmm. several times a day. When I wake up, it's the first thing I do. When we say goodnight and then you finally stop talking, it takes a little while. And I can put my mouth guard in.
Wait a minute, you put your mouth guard in and then you say the Lord's Prayer?
No, well, when I put my mouth guard in, 10 out of 15 times you say something, I'm like, what? Take my mouth guard
back. You can't talk with it in your mouth?
It sounds like, what? Oh. So then I go, Lord's Prayer. And then, I mean, sometimes I'm asleep before I finish it. But in the morning when I walk with Phoebe, and I have... So this is what Jesus told everyone to pray. When you pray, say.
Right.
So here's how I do it. I'll give you mine.
Okay.
So first I start with our Father who is in heaven. I think this is heaven. It's all here. And the cloud of witnesses is all around us. Mm-hmm. It's right here. It's right next to us. There are people cheering us on all the time. You are holy, Lord. You are above all. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And I know that because Jesus promised. This is how I'm literally doing the prayer. Your will be done right here, right now, through me, through us, on earth, as it is in heaven. Here's my favorite part. Give us this day our daily bread, provision and guidance.
Oh.
He gives us provision and guidance. The provision and the guidance, you can't define it, but I know it's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the hardest one. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lord, I work on it every day. I try to give up the right to be offended. I'm really trying.
Mm-hmm.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And I go forever and ever and evermore. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, God. Amen.
Aw, that's lovely,
Dave. I have to do my whole thing.
That's good. That's lovely.
And I do that with my eyes closed, going down the driveway with Phoebe.
What if you trip over a rock?
This is the provision and guidance. I don't have to worry about it. I'm walking down the driveway, and Phoebe always goes slow. She goes slow. Okay, we're good. And then she'll go. But that's how I remind myself. daily bread, provision and guidance.
Yes.
He will give us provision. Yes. He will guide us.
Yes.
And just, I trust in that. That's how I start my day off every single
and you
day.
And when you're working on GuideCaster, you always say, I'm working for the kingdom.
Oh,
you
yeah.
say that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working for the kingdom.
That's the whole point of
yes.
it. That's the whole point
yes.
of it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then that's the way we all feel. Mm-hmm. Then we're all working
yeah.
on it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
We started off, I love when we do a GuideCaster meeting and right off with Pastor Jack. Can we just pray, Pastor Jack? We just pray. And she's like, oh, yeah. And
oh.
I mean, what business meeting start with prayer? This is the best ever. I love it so much.
I know.
It's a whole different ball game.
Well, the ladies who lunch, we always pray. Always.
Well, of course you
yes,
do.
We
before
always
you start
do.
Drinking the vino.
Yeah, I didn't drink the vino today. No vino for me.
No vino for you. Okay, well, speaking of vino.
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
We will let Vineyard right. Nation speak to us.
We got to hear from those Cocksuckers now.
Yeah, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cocksuckers.
So remember, we are brand new Fountain beta users, and we appreciate everybody boosting in through Fountain. And it was really nice to post the show. It was like super easy, and I had to send a message to Dreb Scott. I said, Dreb, I got AI chapters, man. You're off the hook. And then later he said, yeah, well, the chapters are okay.
You can clean them up.
No, Dreb does chapters for so many shows.
Oh, he does.
I'm glad. But that when they allow images so that we don't have the images that Dreb used to put in, that I want to ask him if he wants to do some images for the chapters.
Okay.
I do miss Dreb's images. They look pretty cool in modern podcast apps. So you can support us in Fountain with Satoshis. You can become a... Right now, it's still called a subscriber. You don't get anything special, but you just you get a badge that says you're a subscriber and you support us. You can do that. In fact, you can do it with Apple Pay. Even you hit that in your Fountain app, and it pops
cool.
up, and you can pay with Apple Pay.
Okay,
and we kick it off with $33. That's the magic number coming from Robert Henry.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
That would be Dame Christina Pearl's husband, whose name is Robert Henry.
Yes, we call him Charlie.
Yes, we call him Charlie and whatever. It's all code.
Yes.
Hi, Tina and Adam. Thank you for making my Thursday morning watering routine more enjoyable.
Oh, he listens on Thursday morning, so he doesn't listen to the No Agenda stream.
Well, that's not Thursday morning. That doesn't have the show to start at 1 o'clock. Clearly, he has a very busy podcast day on Thursday. I also would like to wish Christina Pearl a happy birthday today, June 4th. Thank you both for your courage. And KTLD says Charlie Henry. Now he's Charlie all of a sudden.
I only know him by Charlie. Thank you, Charlie, and happy birthday again, Christina.
Happy birthday, Dame Christina.
I sent her a text today, and I said, hold on, I'll tell you what I said. I go, happy birthday, my precious friend. I'm so blessed God brought you into my life. You add such joy. If only I could convince God and your husband to move to Texas, all would be right in the world.
When did we first, were we believers when we first met her? Or were we just...
I think we were just
starting. We were in Fredericksburg, weren't we?
Yeah, we were here. She found, she was a No Agenda listener, and she started listening to Curry and the Keeper.
Right. And she came through San Antonio because she was on a layover.
She drove out here, and I went out to dinner with her. Yes. Yeah. And I just, she's like one of my sisters. She's just acts
she's a good
like a
egg.
Sister.
She's a good egg.
She's a great egg.
Hey, there's $10 from Dave Jones to the new Fountain.
Testing it out, Dave.
Of course. Like, yeah, I'll toss a tenner their way.
I'll throw a Bitcoin, Dave.
You're right. Right. Hey, there's a mini striper boost coming in with 77.77 from Sir Brian with an I. And it's about him, of course. But here we go. Hang on. So y'all booked a hotel room with separate beds? I thought this was Curry and the Keeper, not a reboot of the Dick Van Dyke Show. What happened to connection is protection? And he says, in the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
We did sleep in the same bed. We slept in the same queen-size bed.
We did. And we slept really well in the queen-size
bed. We did, yeah.
That was nice, actually. $7 from Ashley Wright, she always comes in with $7. We appreciate you. 4,887 Satoshis from Comic Strip Blogger
CSB.
From The Fountains. He says, howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Please tell your audience to subscribe to my podcast by searching in any podcast app for Field Recording Podcast by CSB. It's a podcast without words and without music, just ambient sounds from cities, airplanes, and nature.
Oh, wow.
Yo, CSB.
Wow.
It's actually quite cool.
I guess you could go to sleep to that, huh?
Dave even recorded an episode for CSB in the woods.
He really?
Yeah, it's just wood sounds. You want to hear it?
Woods. Wood sounds.
Well, yeah, no, I think it's wood sounds. Hold on, let's listen.
What does a wood sound sound
well,
like?
Hold on a second. Field recording podcast. Hold on a second. Let's listen to some. I will give you a selection we can listen to. It's we back in the day, we used to do
White noise.
A lot more experimentation with podcasting, field recording. Okay, let's see the episodes we have. Rain beads tap dance on the city skin. On leafy perches, birds look up. Their songs
no birds. No birds.
High above the whispering city lane, close songbirds. No more birds. Pigeons. Two crows on black-barked heights convene. In dawn's hush, sparrows rinse the street
with
song.
What's with all the birds?
Engines hum beneath an... Well, let's do the quacking ducks. You want quacking ducks?
Yeah, let's try that.
Let's try some quacking ducks. Let's see what happens here. That's literally the podcast. That's awesome. Yeah. And a little further.
Sounds like it needs a...
I wonder if... where's Dave's episode?
That's crazy.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So, yes, go ahead and subscribe to that. You don't like birds.
I don't like birds.
We have some birds flying around the house right now.
I don't like birds.
Tina has some
I know
some
they're
issues.
One of God's creatures, but when you've been dive-bombed by a bird, you group them all together and they're all flying rodents. They're flying rodents.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Birds are pretty awesome. I love
I
birds.
I only like the cardinals because they're far away and they remind me of God.
When I walk outside in the morning, my prayer walk with Phoebe, I just say, God, I love this symphony that you've put together. I say, Lord, please forgive Tina for hating on your beautiful song creatures. Forgive her, Lord, for she knows not what she does. Stop hating on them.
So the birds are starting to perch underneath this hang, like this piece of wood, this vertical or horizontal piece of wood under our roof outside. And I'm like, oh, so I get up there. I yank out the ladder.
Yeah, you're putting up aluminum foil and the birds are going.
The birds are sitting right next to the aluminum foil. I'm like, all right, you know what I'm doing next? I'm getting some cayenne pepper.
No,
and I'm putting I did. I threw some cayenne pepper up there.
And how'd that work?
It
nothing.
Didn't.
They don't care. Leave the birds alone. Let's let them go, man.
They're going to build a nest and poop everywhere.
No, there's not a drop of poop. They have a nest somewhere else. They're here just resting under the eaves.
Go rest somewhere else.
$5, a subscription through Fountain from Timothy Emery.
Oh, Timothy, thank you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. It'll be $5 per show.
Thank you. Love that.
And 1, 2, 3, 4 Satoshis from Dreb Scott. There he is.
Oh, hey, Dreb.
Okinawa, Japan is an amazing destination. Beautiful. Long flight, but loved it there. Mm. Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4 again from Dreb Scott. So glad you guys had a great time in Music City. Another great episode.
Oh, thank you.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, he says, badges, get your badges. Get your badge. Get your Curry and the Keeper badge. That's right. Use Fountain to support us.
We need badges.
We
yes.
need badges. You can support us with PayPal.
We
you
could
can support
actually
us.
Actually have badges. You know what?
We have a little badge. We have a little
We should have challenge
badge.
Coins made.
I'm all for that.
Instead of wine glasses, we'll do challenge coins.
No. How many wine glasses do we still have?
Not many.
People love the sippy cups.
Yeah.
You want to do challenge coins? You, of all people, want to do challenge coins? You despise my collection of
yes,
challenge coins.
Yes, this is
coins.
True. Thank you for snapping me back into reality.
You do like, I clean up my, what's this? Oh, another challenge coin.
And not
coin.
Only that, speaking of snapping back into reality, when Brent and Mindy were here, you opened up the closet doors.
I did.
And Mindy says, yeah, we have something like that too at our house. They have a whole storage unit of his equipment. They have a fog machine.
I know, which we should bring into the church because right. that's cool.
During baptism.
During baptism. Awesome. Maybe I should just team up with Brent and we just get a bigger storage unit. Just put all the stuff there. I mean, whenever I need a wire, I'll drive to the storage unit.
They have one. Just see if you could see if they have just any space.
Add some stuff into it. Anyway. Thank you all very much. Go to curryandthekeeper.com. Find out all about the show from the About page. And sign up for the newsletter. You will not be disappointed. Tina's newsletter is fantastic. Aww. And we love the blessings that you give us. Lets us know that you are listening and that you want to send some value back. It's all part of our value for value model. And now it's time for... Rock it out. The question of the week. All right, Tina once again has a question. She knows all the answers. Let's see how I do this time. The question of the
week. I don't think I've asked this question.
Okay.
I don't think I have.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie from your childhood? Have I asked this question?
No. Well.
Oh, I know what it is.
Well, there's a couple of movies, and this is difficult. Right off the bat, I would have to say it's Grease.
Oh, okay.
I really love Grease. But by the same token, Saturday Night Fever and Mad Max.
That's childhood?
Well.
That's young adulthood.
Well, Grease was in my like 12 or 13, really? I think.
You like Sandy or you liked?
Sandy. Rizzo was also kind of cool.
Yeah.
But she was a little frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think it was going to be?
I thought you were going to say Willy Wonka.
Good point. But that was, I actually became more Willy Wonka fan much later in life. Okay. That's when I really appreciate, and it has to be Gene Wilder, otherwise it doesn't count.
Yes, yeah. Not Johnny Depp.
But I became a fan of that movie later in life.
Okay.
But the romance of Grease was, it was very intense for me. Just summer loving. Had me a blast. Summer loving happens. That was good.
So fast.
That's your, there you go. When you sing off key, it's perfect harmony. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh. Who? Tell me why, who? Tell me why, tell me how. Like, did he
I
have a car?
I don't know.
Okay, that's wrong. Nah, you have no idea how good that harmony was just a minute ago. When you think about it, you blow it. Yeah. How about you?
Okay. Hands down. The 1965 version of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Cinderella with Leslie Ann Warren.
Wow.
Absolute favorite.
Oh, let's watch that. Let's watch that again.
I remember when it would come on and it was so beautiful. She was so beautiful and so magical. Mm-hmm. And I could remember the songs, like when she sat at the chimney, sweeping the chimney and... Oh,
what was the song when she said when she was sweeping?
Oh, I don't know. Look it up.
See, I remember the Disney version, which Christina watched. Cinderella, how we love you, Cinderella.
No, this is 1965 version.
No, I don't think I've actually ever seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's black
and
white.
Let's watch it. I'd love to watch that with you. Can we follow it up with some Grease? can we hunk?
Okay. Sure, baby.
Why, it's hydromatic. It's systematic. It's a Grease lightning. Bum, 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 bum. Sorry.
I remember when I took my... Wait. Is that where, does Rizzo get pregnant in that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm like a broken typewriter. I skipped a period.
Oh, yeah. I remember taking my young girls to see that, and I was like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. This is not age appropriate.
Premarital sex in this. We got to go. I took them out. We got to go. Well, I see your parents let you live on the wild side.
I remember my mom took us to see Animal House.
Oh, really?
And that was full frontal nudity in Animal House.
Oh, yeah,
at the frat house.
My dad took us to see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Holy crap.
Yes. Talk about terrorizing.
How about this? Juicy fruit. My favorite. That was the best part
Nurse
of the movie.
Ratchet.
It was the best part of the movie when the Indian finally speaks.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And then I remember seeing when I was a teenager, Saturday Night Fever, and I came home to my boyfriend and
dance
I said,
on the bridge.
Well, and I said to my boyfriend, who was definitely into like Billy Squire, AC/DC.
Oh, he was not
Journey.
He was not having the Bee Gees.
Guess what? We're going to learn how to dance. He goes, no, we're not. good times.
Yeah, that's
good times.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, we have a movie night. We have a couple of movies we have to see. We'll start off with the 1965 version, Leslie Ann Down of Cinderella.
Leslie Ann Warren. Huh?
Yeah, whatever. Leslie Ann something or other.
All right, me and you on the couch?
You bet.
Okay.
Should we rock and roll
now?
Let's go. Okay, well, I have to edit and get it all up and
do
all that.
Do your job.
Hey, I love you.
Hey, I love you too,
I'll see you next week right here.
Yes, I'll be here.
All right, see you then, everybody.
Bye, honey.
Denver.